Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on the phone there down south. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, pretty good. I was going to mention something and get your opinion here. Lou Dobbs, just before we had our show just now, had a very elderly black gentleman by the name of Robert Woodson. And I made a note real quick because Robert Woodson, he said two things. And the one I think is very important, and then the other one is kind of a revelation, if you will. The first thing he said, talking about what's going on in the streets and leading up to this Independence Day, he said that the left has hijacked a lot of the black and the young people, and he said this is nothing other than an insurgency in the streets by the left. Now, matter of fact, he said, and you will never stop this, he said, until you take back the street from them. And, you could guess where that would lead. But anyway, the second thing he said really perked my ears up real quick. Listen to this, because Lou was talking about, you know, they're trying to destroy, you know, all the statues and erase history, et cetera, and he said this, that Robert Woodson, he said a very remarkable word. He says you can't destroy the truth, so you have to destroy the evidence of the truth. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right, because you can't. What communists have to do is erase the nation, because they have to erase it in order to rebuild it. But you can't erase the actual truth. You cannot. The truth simply is, it's there. There's a natural truth, and then there is God's truth in the spiritual realm, and you can't change what really is. So he's absolutely right. And I think people are beginning to figure out maybe they got to do something, but I'm beginning to wonder exactly how this is going to go down. I remember the Illuminati play cards and how they were going to do this, and it seems to be following the script. So we'll just have to wait and see who wins. And, it may be, again, a two-headed snake where you've got good cop and then on the left you got the bad cops, but they're both cops. And in the end, we have our new world order, an amalgamation of all that probably previously went before, as in Revelation and the beast that rises up out of the sea. It's got the feet of of the bear, which is communism. It's got the body of a leopard, which is fascism. And it's got the head of a lion, which is Fabian socialism. So it's a combination of communism and fascism and socialism. And I think it borrows from the worst of all, because this is really a draconian system that's coming in. Yeah, that's fascinating. Wow. Fascinating comment. They need more people like that to come on. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I thought, well, that probably very few people really caught on to what he said, because that dovetails, Stuart, into, you know, people wondered why in the world would they want to tear down statues or get rid of statues of Jesus, because they can't stop the truth that he was. But if they erase his image, a lot of people will just blink and forget him.
Yep, that's exactly right. I think that's what Psalm 2 indicates, that that's what they want to do. The ultimate goal is to get rid of the Christians, get rid of Jesus Christ, get rid of God the Father and the Holy Ghost, and eradicate that whole concept, which means probably when this thing continues, we'll see not only persecution of the Christians, but Bible burnings and all that sort of thing. You know, the Bible's just untrustworthy. It's unscientific. It's an old wives' tale type of book. It has just nothing but mythology, no truth in it about anything. And however, we do know they're very, very worried because, like Klaus Dohna and others who have talked about the giants, along comes Smithsonian or some other agency and grabs the proofs that the giants existed. So, therefore, we can't prove Genesis. That's the whole thing. Anything that proves the Bible has to be eradicated. And planet Earth is an enemy planet, just like the Bible says it is. And the people on it are the enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Ghost, clearly spelled out in the Scriptures. And unfortunately, that includes most Christians, because Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do what I tell you?" Good question. Anyway, I wanted to read this because the news is getting really bad all over the place. But this is what Jesus said about it. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16:33, and I thought that'd be a good verse for people to hang on to. You know, if you can bow the knee, as the world's bowing the knee to Antichrist and the communists, and even our military is doing that, there's a problem here on planet Earth. Anyway, everything in the Matrix, of course, is just simply a diversionary tactic to keep people occupied in this world so they do not escape by leaving it all behind, as Jesus commanded us to do. Remember that Jesus told Pilate, "I'm not of this world," and his true followers are to leave this world behind. Anyway, what do you think might be coming here on the 4th? I've got a note here, false flag event for the 4th. There is some talk about possible micro suitcase nukes going off. Maybe an EMP shutdown, an arrival. Remember the movie Independence Day, Larry? Was that a warning? What's going on? What do you think is coming?
Well, it's very, very interesting. And of course, Independence Day, you know, for the communists would be a target. And I don't expect that they will resist the target. You know, I'm seeing more and more data indicating, and it's coming from everywhere. I mean, I posted on my blog today what Stuart Varney had warned about and told people about, and others that are getting some of the warnings out that they're concerned with the second, third, and fourth, but especially the third and really the fourth. And that seems to be the information that I'm getting from different people that's emailing me, even from Washington, D.C., you know, that have talked to insiders that warned them away from that location. So almost anything could occur. I don't put anything past, you know, the powers that be, you know, the deep state, if you will, and of course, yep, the left and the Democrats and the rhinos, they'll go along with anything to remove Trump.
Yeah, I notice that the Republicans are kind of folding on every front. And it's almost as if they took the lead when Trump said, "Well, let's let them simmer in their mess here for a while and see how much they like it." Now, what is going on in Seattle? Has that been removed already, the CHOP district?
Well, my understanding is that it's in process. They've arrested some and push back others and are removing all of that. I don't know if it's completely done, but they're working on it. But the problem is there's some that are saying they're concerned that all of this will flood right back, that it simply will be only a pause.
Yeah. I mean, the protests are going on all over everywhere. And I personally, I just think it's going to keep increasing The Communist Manifesto is in full operation here. And once they've started their final phase of takeover, I just don't see them backing off or backing down or delaying at all. I just don't see that. I think they're just going to continue. What are the rumors for Washington as far as the 4th goes? I know you've been tracking some of that.
Well, if you, I sent you an email from Inside Washington. If you want to read it real quick.
Yeah, let me see if I got it.
I think it was titled Urgent Alert Prayer Warning or something to that effect.
Okay.
Had some details in it.
Well, go on. What else have you got you want to talk about while I'm looking for it?
Yeah, while you're looking for that. also, really, really interesting, Hal Turner posted his covert intel, but I also heard some information off of Fox Business that backed it up, said that Sidney Powell, General Michael Flynn's attorney, said that Flynn was targeted because he knew of billions of dollars being run off the book by Brennan at the CIA, which linked back into Obama and Biden, and Flynn had plans to audit the CIA. So they had to bring him down quick.
Yeah, they're not, Brennan and Clapper, they're deep state communists from to the core. And traitors, they ought to be hanging from ropes, but they aren't, and probably won't. Anyway, this is from the Capitol here, Prayer Partners Alert. I received an email from a respected church friend this morning. It appears that Antifa and BLM have huge stockpiles of professional fireworks. They plan to use the noise as cover for their gunfire. The fireworks will also cause multitudes of fires, both gunshots and fires overwhelming police and the suburbs. Their goal is to overrun white suburbs and kill as many unsuspecting people as possible. They're also going to burn flags in the Gettysburg Cemetery and destroy as many grave sites as possible. Ads are actually online for people to join them. Please have the prayer warriors not only pray for their plans to be defeated, but I have them alert their friends, family, neighbors, and any military police they know. This could well start on July 3rd, but it's planned nationwide for the 4th. There are over 30,000 of them, and they have planned that while we celebrate freedom, and we will not be thinking of the terrorist attack. And that's about it. I don't understand why people are celebrating the 4th of July at all. What are we celebrating, Larry? Are we celebrating lockdowns, house arrest, masks, mandatory masks, mandatory testing, mandatory vaccinations, mandatory stay at homes, get permission before you can leave? What in the world? Why are the American people celebrating anything? They ought to be hanging their heads in shame. What's your take on this?
Well, my take's a little weird. You know, the Democrats and the protesters ought to be celebrating Independence Day because guess what? Everybody that don't go along with what they say and do are the enemy, and they have no rights. And that's not unusual. You know, this is not unusual. They brought it to this point to where if you don't agree with them and march with them, you're not part of them, and you have no say-so and no ability to do anything, and they'll come beat you in the head if you do anything different. And what's so interesting, the good people of America, they're still at home in their living rooms. And I guess that, you know, what we're hearing are Antifa and Black Lives Matter is going to come to your front door. Hello?
Yeah. Well, I don't understand any of this, really. I've had trouble with Memorial Day and all of those because the American people have just simply shut down. I can't understand how you can send your sons and daughters off to war and then acquiesce to the very enemy you sent them to fight. And none of this makes any sense. It's kind of a insanity that is enveloped or a witchcraft spell. I'm not sure what it is, but it has there's no sense to it anymore. And so that's why I'm worried about the fourth, because they could pull almost anything and get away with it.
I was just going to mention, Stuart, we know that there has been a coup. There was a coup that started before Trump ever began running for office, and then a coup that tried to stop him from winning the office, and then a coup that tried to take him out of office, and then a coup that tried to break him away from Russia, which was, a bunk, and then a coup that tried to impeach him, and now there's a coup trying to stop him before he even gets to the next election. And so, Stuart, this is what's interesting. Nobody goes to jail. Only people that support Trump. Now, that is such a wake-up call. That's such a wake-up call. I cannot believe people are still snoozing.
Well, I did some really research on this, and I came up with this. Warning, huge spikes of COVID-21 stupidity virus testing results. Okay. Secret testing results for the USA so far. The House of Representatives, 435 tested, 435 positives. The United States Senate, 100 tested, 100 positives. United States Supreme Court, 9 tested, 9 positives. What do you think? Sounds like
that. Oh, I like that. I like that. I think that is exactly accurate.
Unfortunately, it is. And for the USA population of 331 million, 290 were tested and 290 were positive. So I don't – what do? You can't you just – I don't think you can break a satanic spell. I think that's been cast upon the people, according to Revelation 18. And there is no way out of it, except for the Lord Jesus Christ himself to break it, which he doesn't appear to be wanting to do. It appears to me all of this is, a judgment. Now Fauci, want to get down here to something. Dr. Anthony Fauci says new virus in China has traits of the 2009 swine flu, 1918 pandemic flu. Here they go again. And on Drudge headlines, it says Americans' anxiety spikes. Well, here's Fauci coming up with more. It's just one concept after another. Panic the American people. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was looking earlier at, I think his name was Pillsbury or Michael Pillsbury, something like that. He was on earlier on Fox Business, and he was sharing that everyone out there knows that this was an attack by China against the world, basically, so they could expand, which they, by the way, they did their complete takeover of Hong Kong today. Leadership of Hong Kong signed over Hong Kong to China, so it's a done deal. And now they pointed themselves toward Taiwan. They're expanding up on the India border. Listen, China's on a roll, and this is so shocking. I guess you could call Fauci Mr. China, if you will. But nobody's blaming China. And when Trump said Wuhan flu or linked it to China, oh, my God, it was like he was the devil himself.
Yeah, and here's another headline. It begins. Psychologists push to classify individuals resisting the coronavirus edicts as mentally ill. That's exactly what the communists did. If you weren't a communist, you were mentally ill and you needed to go to a shrink place. And all you got to do, folks, go online if you can find it. The latest shrink manual that the psychiatrists use. And if you're alive, basically you're mentally ill. It's kind of like COVID-19. Everybody has it. If you're alive, you've got it. And if you're dead, you died from it. And these numbers are so inflated. And now we're hearing reports, oh, they're being way underreported. All you got to do is do your own research, and you're going to find out what a massive lie is being perpetrated upon the American people. And you can get this from the official websites. It's incredible that people are actually believing all this stuff, and especially the wearing of a mask. This COVID-19, whatever it is, nanobot virus, I don't know what it is. It's real, and it's dangerous, but it is so small, it'll go through any mask anybody's wearing. This is ridiculous. And yet we're hearing there's going to be a national mandatory mask wearing. Well, if you go into the occult and look into mask, we're in the middle of an occultic satanic ritual, almost like the ritual that John Kennedy was put through before they assassinated him. It's called the killing of the king. Very, very interesting how they worked him through all that and before they executed him. Anyway,
I was going to make a quick comment that they are pushing these masks so much, the advertisements on TV now have people out in the front yard of their own houses with nobody around wearing a mask. They have people sitting at their computer in their homes wearing a mask. Now, Stuart, what's the end of this? Is it possible that they're going to make everybody begin to sleep at night with a mask on, and because your respiration is down, you smother, and everybody wakes up dead?
I think that's what they would like. You have to go back to the Georgia Guidestones, and you have to go back to the culling of humanity, down to 1.5 billion people worldwide. And I've always thought that a biological attack is the easiest and best way to kill off humanity. But this is more than that. This is they're isolating people by the using of the mask. You become a non-individual. You've covered your face. And don't forget, the Lord made all this. And this baloney that these masks work is exactly baloney. They do for some things, but not for what they're pushing, as far as I can tell in my research anyway, and from doctors and from scientists. It's just not what they're claiming it is. There's something else behind it, something very, very nefarious and evil is behind all of this. And remember that we're coming up on the last days. And we also have, on the 4th, a lunar eclipse that's going to be visible above America. And what's your take on that? I think that's an omen.
Yeah, I was watching. Matter of fact, Breaking Israel News has posted some stuff on that eclipse. And they're claiming it's a worldwide omen, that it's going to really be an omen of something coming. It's of course, you know, we're moving into some feast times, you know, in Israel too, and
yep.
We're watching. And by the way, I was going to mention that the latest news coming out of Israel today on Debka File and Times of Israel is that apparently the deal has not been struck, and they're having complications, and so neither the annexations or the peace plan is going to go forward. So all of that appears to be delayed.
Well, that might be a good thing, because that was a splitting up of Jerusalem, as far as I could understand it. Definitely splitting up Israel. I'm not sure exactly what's going on over there. There was a Trump fountain that turned blood red the other day. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I saw the pictures. I think Times of Israel and Ynet News had them on there. And, yeah, it was blood red, all that water.
So what do you suppose? That was, to me, that had to be symbolic of something, whether they just threw in some red dye or whether it was supernatural. That had to be a message for Trump, I thought. What's your take?
Well, I can't I'll have to go back and review it because I don't remember the name of that. I think it was Trump Fountain or something like that.
Yes, it was called the Trump Fountain, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That, to me, that would portend real trouble. I mean, you would just have to believe that, you know. It reminds me of the time of Egypt, remember, when the waters turned red, and that was a bad judgment season, if you will.
Yeah, and it, I don't know, what reminded me of the blood, what do they call those, blood weddings? Red weddings.
Oh, yeah, that was on Game of Thrones where they slaughtered all the good people.
Yep, makes you wonder what they got set up for. Folks, I wouldn't be near any big cities. We're closing down here in a minute. But Friday, the Lord willing, we'll be back with a lot more. But I would not, and I don't know what Larry thinks about it, but I would not be around any major big city. Not only that, I would be prepared for whatever, because we don't know. Maybe this is going to be used as the red list roundup. We don't know who the real target is. We only know what the Bible says it is. However, how we actually get to that point, I guess we don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, but I certainly wouldn't be taking it easy necessarily and not thinking anything is going to happen. Bombshell, as Fauci admits future COVID vaccines won't work, blames anti-vaxxers for the failures of Big Pharma. And, of course, he says, well, the American people are just too independent. They will not follow authority. They don't believe anything. They're suspicious, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there is a general anti-science, which is absolutely untrue. People really who do this work and believe real science are laughing at Fauci, anti-authority, anti-vaccine feelings among some people in this country, an alarmingly large percentage of people, relatively speaking. So there you go. Fauci says, you're not bowing the knee to me, and you need to. I'm the medical expert. Last comment, Larry.
Well, I would just say that locally around me, nobody's going anywhere. Everybody's going to hunker down at home pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a smart move. And if you haven't purchased the firearm and ammunition, you probably better do it for your own defense, because if this Antifa stuff spreads, and they have repeatedly said that's what they're going to do, and in a total breakdown of authority, the easiest places to go are your suburbs and further out, and where people are not really suspecting anything's going to come. I mean, it could be a massacre. So be armed and be careful who you answer the door. When you answer the door, is make sure you know who it is, or don't answer it. Any last comment, Larry?
Well, we'll gather up some more stuff, you know, for Friday. But just keep that seatbelt buckled.
Yeah, I think we're in for a rough time. We're at the time of the end. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I think it's going to prove out to be true. I wish it wasn't true. I don't want it to be true, but it definitely appears to be that we are definitely at the end of things. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Take care, everyone. Heads up, and be careful from now on. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Really appreciate it. And there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes everywhere around the world. So it's different. Anyway, thanks a lot. Take care.